Okay, hit my gavel up, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the City of Bainbridge Island Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is June 30th, 2022 at 10 a.m. We have one item on the agenda this morning. It's number PLN 51711A SUB SPR, related to the Ravenwood subdivision. And it involves a request for approval of a subdivision and site plan review to subdivide an existing single family residential parcel totaling approximately 0.175 acres at 167 Wyatt Way Northeast for construction and development of 5 townhomes within 4 buildings with associated appurtenances and improvements. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the city has selected to hold certain land use application hearings. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the city's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of a subdivision and site plan review under the municipal code. And in addition, because it does involve the subdivision of land, and sure, it complies with our state subdivision act, which is in chapter 5817 of the revised code of Washington. To that end, initially I received 28 exhibits that I reviewed in advance of the hearing. Later I did receive, I believe, 2 emails from the applicant, which we'll discuss shortly, and those could be included additionally as exhibits, and we'll sort that out here in a minute. But just to be clear, those 28 exhibits that were included in the exhibit list, I intend to admit into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they would like included in the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because where my decision to be appealed, the recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits, and my decision would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. Finally, the order that we typically follow is normally we hear from city staff after that, then we hear from the applicant representative or applicant team, and then we would allow for members of the public to testify if they are interested in doing that. We did have a motion to continue the hearing that was received by the applicant late yesterday, and so I think at the outset it would probably make the most sense to address that particular issue. So my intent right now is to go ahead and start with that, but I'm going to go ahead and get city staff sworn in and introduced, and the applicant sworn in and introduced, and we'll address that motion right at the outset. So with that, Ms. Tyra, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today? And you're muted currently.
I do.
Excellent. And could you just state and spell your name for the audio?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Tyara, T-A-Y-A-R-A.
Thank you for being here. And your role at the city and related to this project?
I am a senior planner with the city and the city's project manager.
Okay, thank you. And real quick, I'm going to hop over to the applicant team and whoever's the best person there in the room, if I can. I don't mind swearing you all in, but we're going to hear from one person to start. So whoever is the best person, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Okay. And you are, for the record, sir?
My name is Bruce Weiland. That's B-R-U-C-E-W-E-I-L-A-N-D. And I'm general counsel for the owner of the project.
Okay. You're an attorney. I didn't mean to swear you in, but we swear at attorneys, not swear them in, but I promise not to swear. But that said, Mr. Weiland, one of the reasons the request was made was to give the applicant time to obtain counsel, but clearly the applicant had an opportunity to obtain counsel, and I'll give you an opportunity to speak to the continuance request.
I'd be happy to do that. Is now the right time to start that?
I think it is. Yeah, go right ahead.
Let me start by introducing again myself. My name is Bruce Weiland. I am a general counsel to the real estate activities for Kelly Sampson, who is sitting here on my right. He's the principal of the owner of the property. On my left is Charlie Winslow. He is the architect for the property, the project. We are here asking for a 1 month continuance because I am not a land use counsel. To be honest, Mr. Reeves, I have never attended a hearing like this before in my entire professional career, and I've been at this for almost 40 years. What I do is real estate transactional work. I am here at an emergency basis because I was asked to show up and play this role to ask for this continuance. Because quite honestly, this trail requirement, we really only have one issue that is a problem. And that is this trail requirement for a public trail that showed up literally in the last 8 days. It was not in one single document leading up to that point. And I want to talk to that briefly as to why we need a little bit more time here. The goal is to allow my client to hire land use counsel who actually knows the law and procedures that go with these types of discussions. I am not qualified to do that, even though I am an attorney under Washington law. So just briefly put, the trail concept, a public trail concept, was discussed early on, almost, I think we're talking 8-10 months ago, this has been going on. And it was firmly resisted and rejected by the owner. And at that point, it became a non-subject. It did not, the trail, the concept of a public trail has not been in any document in this entire proceeding, including it didn't show up in the pre-application letter. It didn't show up in any of the conditions letter put out by the Public Works Engineering Department. It didn't show up in the draft staff report, which was ahead of the Planning Commission meeting. It was not discussed in the Planning Commission. It literally was a total surprise, as my client said, an ambush that showed up in the latest version of the staff report. It was just added as the first three pages of that report. And we got it on June 21st. Mr. Sampson was at that time out of the country in a wilderness retreat in Canada, I believe. He did not get back until, I think, 2 days ago. At this point, we have not had a chance to consult with land use counsel. We tried to call several land use counsel. They were all busy and unavailable in that short period of time. And so we would just simply ask to postpone this so that we can actually get an attorney who has experience in these matters, because this is a major impact on this project.
Okay. So under the Hearing Examiner's Rules of Procedure, section 1.7.6, I believe section B, it states that, at the request of a party, if it's a continuance request is made orally at the hearing, it must be based on reasonable grounds. So essentially your argument, Mr. Wayland, is that the reasonable grounds here are, surprise, as it were, and this is a major change or alteration that has been, I don't want to say imposed, to the extent that ultimately I as the hearing examiner would have the discretion as to what conditions are required were the project to be approved. But clearly something in the last week or so in terms of, the county's review changed and they determined this public trail would be necessary and appropriate. And the applicant was not ready for that. Is that an accurate assessment of the situation?
That is an accurate summary. I mean, I think we're essentially, as a matter of fairness and due process, we need to have more than a week to prepare, respond to this, particularly since the applicant, who is intimately involved with this project, was gone in the wilderness for 6 of those 9 days since we learned about this. So,
sure. Okay. Then I'm going to go to Ms. Tyara, and I don't know if the city has counsel available on this call today. I can't tell based on the attendees list. If so, that's fine. Or if you want to handle it, fine as well, but we'll need to unmute you, Ms. Tyra.
I do not have counsel, as far as I'm aware. I am able to respond to some of the things that Mr. Wyland addressed.
Please go ahead.
Okay, so So when Mr. Weiland claims that that was not contained in the pre-application summary letter, the paragraph 3 of the pre-application summary letter contained the trail connection zone information. When he said that information was not provided to them, the city development engineer recommendation was issued on April 26, 2022 and contained that recommended condition. And I think the only other thing that I would like to have considered is, should there be a continuance, that the expense of that hearing continuance, if any, would be borne by the applicant.
The expense of the entire hearing, not just re-noticing?
No, just the re-noticing or any additional fee that the hearing examiner might impose.
Okay. I can tell you on my end, there's no additional, you know, fee for having a different hearing. It's all the same kind of, you know, and I don't know what the city charges for, you know, re-noticing, but okay. Hold on. I'm getting background noise from someone over there.
That fee is approximately $200 to $300.
Yeah, I mean, the fee stuff is normally not anything ever discussed or brought before me, so I haven't thought about that in the least. I guess the challenge I have is that, you know, what is the benefit in the city's mind of moving forward right now if the applicant is of the opinion that they are not prepared to do so? I know with something like code enforcement, you know, an appellant will come before me and request continuances for years and years and years. And there's a concern about, you know, public health, safety, welfare, nuisances, et cetera. But for an actual land use application hearing, yes, I understand apart from, you know, the $300 or whatever it might cost to re-notice, but I'm worried about what benefit or how would moving forward today ultimately help anything. I guess that's what I'm struggling with, to the extent that if, again, this isn't a member of the general public that wants this thing to get pushed back. This is the actual applicant. Any thoughts on that issue, Ms. Tyra?
Yes, the city's not otherwise opposed to a continuance.
Okay, so not otherwise opposed, just the cost to re-notice, essentially.
Okay. That's
correct. Mr. Whalen, any thoughts on that particular issue? I haven't thought that one through myself, but.
Well, to the extent that there is a $300 charge for re-noticing, Mr. Sampson is happy to pick that up just so that we can get some fairness and some time to prepare. With regard to the what was reflected in some of those earlier documents and how much a surprise there was, if you, Mr. Reeves, want to hear a response to that, Charlie Winslow, the architect, could comment. But, you know, again, we're honestly and in good faith telling you that we were shocked. Maybe in fact we missed it and there was some boilerplate paragraph that should have warned us. But as a matter of fairness, we would just hope that, you know, since there is no downside to kicking this a month, there is no other public outcry, there's no other public safety issue, there's no unfairness to the city. I mean, the city has had this has been moseying itself through their process for months and months and months. So I don't think anyone's really opposed, as Kelly said, to putting this off a month so that we can give it fair consideration.
Sure. And I don't want to get into the details to the extent that if we're having a hearing, we can have a hearing. But if we're not having a hearing, I would rather just move this.
And agreed. So
based on that, what I would suggest is, first off, under the hearing examiner's rules, you know, continuances are not supposed to be longer than 30 days. But again, as the applicant, I don't see any reason why you couldn't waive that requirement. I mean, do you have a sense, does your client have a sense on how long they actually would need to be fully prepared for a hearing?
We actually asked for 30. And so 30. If you want to make it 29, that's fine too.
No, I just meant if you needed more, that would be fine too. I need to know, were I to grant it, you know, how long we're looking at. So essentially the applicant would like to do it within the next 30 days.
30 is fine. I think 30 is fine. And we really have really just this one issue. I mean, otherwise I think the city and the applicant are really on the same page on this project. This is not a highly contentious project. It's just this issue.
Let's not get into great detail on any of that right now. I'm trying to figure out timing. So one option would be, you know, let's look at the calendar right now. And I can say that although it technically might be a day beyond, but the next very clearly available day that I have would be August 1, which is a Monday. And I'd like to obviously check with you and with city staff if August 1 would be a potential day to continue, because partially if we do this on the record right now, technically speaking, staff doesn't have to renotice in the paper, etc. It's a good practice for them to at least update the website, but under Washington state law, if we announce a continuance on the hearing record, you know, anyone that wanted to be a part of this hearing should be here right now. And, you know, if we announce the hearing day, then we don't, you know. So, Ms. Tyra, in terms of city staff, would Monday, August 1, be available to redo this or continue to and start this? And you're muted.
Yes, I believe staff would be available. I'd like to verify that with Paul Nyland, that he would also be available on that day.
Okay, Mr. Nyland, I'm just going to guess he is, but I'll let him speak to it.
yes, sir. Just checking, right? It looks like I'm available on Monday the 1st.
Monday the 1st, okay.
I might have one suggestion, and then I'll let you take that for what it's worth.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think it's clearly this one condition which is about the public access through the pedestrian access through the site. You could hear it and then choose whether or not to accept that condition, as you said, under the hearing examiner, right? You have that capacity. And then if you do and make it part of the record, right, part of the ruling, then the applicant could just appeal that, and then we could still hold the hearing today and move forward. But that's one way to get her done, right? I mean, so
Mr. Nyland, I feel like you've spent way too much time in the last month and a half.
Well,
listening to me, I do appreciate the suggestion, but okay. I have to actually rule on what Mr. Wayland has requested on behalf of the applicant.
Fair enough, sir. It was a thought I had is all. And since it's my condition that we're going to talk about, I just thought I would throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate it. But in terms of appeal it, that could take years, honestly. So I think on some level, if the applicant is of the opinion, they just need a month to figure out how they want to move forward. I would much prefer to give them that time before starting and having a potential appeal, et cetera. So, but I do appreciate your thoughts. So it sounds like city staff would be available Monday, August 1st. And to be clear, we would start at 10. Is that for both Kelly and Paul? Does that work? And for Mr. Whalen and your team?
Yes. I think we can all say that tentatively. I suppose if our land use council ends up with some emergency, we'll get back to you. But let's all commit to August 1st at 10 o'clock.
Okay, so I think then that's going to be my ruling on the record, which is I received, again, a written request for a continuance yesterday from the applicant, and then that request was made again and addressed at the outset of the hearing, and per the rules of procedure for the City of Bainbridge, Bainbridge Island Hearing Examiner, I have ultimately determined that there is reasonable grounds to grant this request, and we are as close as one can be in terms of granting a continuance of no longer than 30 calendar days. I think it's got to be real close to that. But so I'm going to grant it, and ultimately we're going to come back on this matter on August 1st at 10 a.m. And Ms. Tyra, anything further in terms of process or anything to that effect with the city you wanted to address before we conclude this matter?
Nothing further. And as you said, when I you know, thinking about it, we wouldn't have to republish notice. I was thinking if they, we had postponed the hearing, but we haven't, we've continued. So I appreciate that clarity.
Right. And I guess ultimately the final clarity on that, back to what Mr. Whalen just said a second ago, if counsel for the applicant, you know, moves to have a further continuance, then re-noticing would be required. And I think it would be reasonable for the cost to fall on the applicant for that re-noticing. But right now, I think we're good. I think we can just all come back on August 1st at 10 and Mr. Weiland will have a colleague, perhaps that's a land use attorney in his place, and we'll figure out what we need to do. But I think that all makes sense. So we'll plan on coming back August 1st at 10 a.m. It's on my calendar, and I do suggest the city update its own calendar, at least website, so folks that may be interested are aware of what's going on. But I think we've done what we need to do. Continuance is going to be granted. And with that, we can conclude this matter. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.